Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Happy cold Monday. 31 when I walked out the door this morning. Yikes.
Did you have to scrape windows?
What's that?
Did you have to scrape windows?
I did not have to scrape windows. Did you really?
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's happening.
I had no... This is the, you know, first frost of the season. Get creative with what you're going to use to scrape your windows because you don't have a scraper in your car yet.
Or it's in the trunk and you can't get to it because it's too cold. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, you know, a box lid works well. I had like a plastic container lid that worked okay. So
credit cards work really well.
Credit card works.
It doesn't cover a lot of surface area, though. That takes a lot. Like, I'm short and can't reach the middle of my back window anyway. So I would need something
bigger.
Seriously. Yeah. Story of my life.
My credit card doesn't cover enough surface area to scrape the ice off my rear window of my car.
Yes.
Well, if you want $1,000, you could go buy yourself a nice ice scraper. What's our keyword to cash this hour?
Teeth. T-E-E-T-H. Teeth. Text it to 72881.
We've got a lot to get to. I can promise you this. We're not talking about 60 minutes last night. We're not going to even...
That's fine.
We are not even getting into 60 minutes last
That's
night.
That's totally fine.
Because neither one of us really paid attention to much of it anyway.
There were some other things going on in the world yesterday.
Yeah, I have to wonder what the TV ratings were last night in a couple of markets for Sunday night football. I mean, you had the biggest game of the year. And I don't say that just because we're in Kansas City, but you had people all week long getting ready for this one between the Chiefs and the Patriots last night. Chiefs wound up losing 43-40. They fall at New England. And I do the post game over on our sister station on 610. And we were on the air until about 12:30 in the morning. And Travis, I want to bring in on this. Losing yesterday 43-40, last second kick. I don't know if moral victory is something a lot of people embrace, but it felt like when we were just got done taking calls last night that Chiefs fans know they went toe-to-toe with the champs or the five-time champs. I know Philly won it, but they felt pretty good still knowing where they were at.
I mean, you should. You just literally just scored 40 points against a team who has gone to the Super Bowl multiple times against one of the greatest quarterbacks, but then you also gave up 43 points.
Yeah.
In my opinion, losing one game is not the end of your season.
Oh, man.
If you're going to lose a game, you better lose it now and not in the playoffs like you normally do.
Yeah, this is fine. Like, I know people are going to get upset, but it's a loss in October at Foxborough. It happens.
Klingler even said this morning that people on 610 were reacting with, like, they're not that bummed about the loss because of how it happened.
Right.
You know, and because of what happened during the game.
Yeah, it's one of those where no one's happy. No Chiefs fan is happy that the loss happened the way that it did, that it came down on a late drive and the defense's inability to get a stop, like on this play.
First down, 50 seconds. Brady, deep down the sideline. He goes for Gronkowski. He has it. Josh Short takes him down, but the ball is inside the 10-yard line. And they can milk that clock all the way down now after a 40-yard gain.
It's Al Michaels on NBC. And then you just knew. It didn't matter what was going to happen. There was nothing the Chiefs could do about it. They were going to grind the clock out. They were going to sit on the ball. They're going to call timeout late. And then...
And Gostkowski will try to send everybody home. Which he does.
Gostkowski's game-winning field goal, Chiefs lose. But, Travis, when you looked at that game, there were some signs that, you know, they struggled out of the gate. But in the second half, this is a team that really didn't quit. And that's one thing I think Chiefs fans, regardless if you're mad or you're okay with the loss, they didn't quit in this game when they could have just said, we're done.
I mean, you went to the locker room down 24-9.
Yeah.
And then that's no different than when you came back and won against the Denver Broncos. You were down, what, 13 points, I think?
I think you're right, yeah, something like
and
that.
If you can be a second-half team and not give up, you will have a lot of success this season. Mm-hmm. Because there's a lot of teams out there who can go down 24-9 in the halftime and never come back. They will give up everything and let the other team score 20 more points.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt. It makes you feel good as a Chiefs fan to watch that one yesterday, knowing your team didn't quit. Yeah, the ending, I don't know how many Chiefs fans thought they were going to go in and win. I have no idea. That's a tough place to go and win. It's not like you're playing at home against some sorry, you know, Bills team that comes in or whatever, or a bad Raiders team that comes in. You're playing against Tom Brady and Bill Belichick and going into Boston and going to Foxborough and playing. So I feel like fans should feel okay. Travis Kelce talked about it, the tight end. I mean, this team fought the entire way.
You got to love the way the team fought. I mean, it's crappy losing. I mean, nobody likes to lose, so it's unfortunate. It's just, the team ended with the ball that they won, and it's something to learn from. You got to start fast. We made some mistakes early as an offense, and that ended up hurting us in the long run.
You almost feel like you scored too soon there at the end?
Nah, not at all. I mean, we got full trust in our defense. It's just, hats off to the other team for making plays.
Travis, what did you learn about your team today, just given the circumstances, the injuries, being on the road?
Nothing that I already knew. I mean, it's just another test that we came forth and really just approached with a certain mindset that we've been practicing all offseason, and that's to finish games to go in hostile environments like this. I mean, we knew our schedule going into the season. This was going to be a tough game, sure enough, it sucks losing.
Patrick Mahomes lost his first game as a starter. Tom Brady won his 200th, 200th game as a starting quarterback in the National Football League. And if you enjoyed waiting all day to get to the Chiefs and the Patriots yesterday, I was in line at a Hy-Vee in Overland Park, and the woman in front of me, and we just started chatting up, and she said, wow, there's a lot of people around here in their Chiefs gear. And I said, yeah, the thing is, though, you have six more hours until you get to that game. Guess what? You get to do it again because they move next week's game to Sunday Night Football because of the Mahomes factor. I think it was supposed to be a Bills game or some ugly, nasty game or something like that. The NFL gives a week notice or 10 days notice, and they flexed it out because this guy is still the rock star of the National Football League right now.
Speaking of that, I'm hitting tweet on it as we speak. So if you don't follow the New York Times, I just tweeted it out, Jamie KMBZ. They yesterday morning had the story before yesterday's game. With the headline on it, he's ours, Patrick Mahomes is ours. Fans of the Kansas City Chiefs, accustomed to football disappointment, now have the most exciting player in the NFL on their team in their town. It's a pretty lengthy story. It's got some pretty cool pictures. Of course, Quentin Lucas makes it, because why not?
Why wouldn't Quentin Lucas make the New York Times?
but some images of murals and artwork up around town, and they interview a lot of people in Kansas City, so it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I saw that story over the weekend. I was like, oh. He's making some national headlines now. Now, that's pretty impressive. Outside of just the sports world knowing exactly who he is, you have the New York Times. Mahomes last night struggled a little bit early, but still came back. I mean, Travis, some of those lasers he was throwing yesterday, run into his right, run into his left. Even you as a Cowboy fan, you got to be excited about this kid.
Oh, for sure. I mean, I joke around and dog on the Chiefs all the time, but this team is fun to watch. This quarterback is fun to watch. You know, everyone hated, no matter how many games he won, everyone hated Alex Smith. But look what this kid is doing in Patrick Mahomes, throwing down the field, throwing short, being able to scramble away from Von Miller for the Broncos last week, but this time going away from the Patriots. You haven't had that in years, if ever.
Ever. Montana was not the scrambling, exciting, everybody on the edge of their seat as soon as he left the pocket kind of quarterback. He was a stand back there, just like Brady, a stand back there and be pinpoint accurate.
And I think the last scrambling quarterback you had was probably Matt Castle, but that's because he's running for his life and not actually scrambling.
Yeah, that's a little different kind of running. But the Chiefs do lose yesterday, 43-40. They give up 500 yards of offense. The defense still has lots of work to be done. But they're now 5-1, and they get Sunday Night Football. I can't remember, and maybe you're Cowboys, but nobody gets Sunday Night Football 2 weeks in a row. Like, that's something that the league doesn't ever do. I'm shocked they flexed this game.
2016, the Dallas Cowboys had 8 Sunday Night Football games. So the Chiefs could be in store for that with having this past Sunday night game. They had the Broncos. Was that a Thursday night? Or no, that was a Monday
night.
That
was a Monday nighter.
Now they're going to have the Bengals Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be ahead of time some more flex games for them.
Well, the game against the Rams in Mexico City in a couple of weeks, that's a Monday night football game. And who knows? They may keep an eye on that Ravens game.
Definitely.
That Ravens game.
You have Ravens that Sunday. Then you come back on Thursday and play the Chargers.
And then they already have another Sunday night. Well, they are going to be on primetime TV. Mahomes is going to be on primetime TV 6 times this year.
What I thought was pretty funny was during the Patriots game, probably around third quarter, they go to a commercial and they play Showtime Mahomes Sunday night versus the Bengals.
Yeah.
Can they get through them? I'm like, can they get through the Patriots first?
It's nuts. It is nuts. And I mean, it's so exciting for Kansas City to have this kid who seems like a good dude, too. That's the other part, Jamie. It's not just a flashy quarterback. Good dude. You haven't heard any problems with him. Seems like the most positive kid ever. Makes me sick. I want him to have some problems. I want him not to be perfect. But Chiefs lose 43-40. They bounce back hopefully next week against the Bengals. They come back to Arrowhead. I don't have a weather forecast because it's 7 days out. If it's anything like this, that could be for a chilly football night at Arrowhead Stadium.
Keyword to cash this hour is teeth, T-E-E-T-H, teeth. Text it in to 72881.
Coming up next, a mom blog says, don't do this around my kids, or don't do this around any kids. We'll see if you agree next. Phone number, you can always text in 22980. This next story comes to us about your kids.
So it's out of scarymommy.com, which is a mommy blog, and a woman named Katie Bingham Smith has written a piece, and the headline on this is, please don't smoke near my kids or any kids. Here's how she starts. There is a father I see every morning walking his 8-year-old son to school, and every day he's holding his son's hand a block or so away from the elementary school and smoking at the same time. Every single day. It's all I can do to not stop the car and ask him if he can just wait until he has dropped his son off and all drop-off kid traffic is gone to enjoy his cigarette. His child doesn't have a choice. He needs to be walked to school with an adult. And every kid that passes that father in a car or bus watches him acting all nonchalant, walking down the road, sucking on a cigarette and blowing the smoke like it's not affecting those around him. Now, let me be clear. Smoking does not make you a bad person or a bad parent. We all understand that some people like to smoke. It is a hard habit to break. And as a human being, it's everyone's right to make that decision for themselves. But don't do it around your kids, and don't do it around my kids either. In fact, don't do it around anyone who isn't totally okay with inhaling secondhand smoke and smelling like an ashtray. When you're enjoying a drink at the end of the day, do you slip a little in your kid's mouth? No. If you fancy indulging in gummies, would you pass them out to the neighborhood children? No. That's because doing so would be putting them in danger, not to mention incredibly irresponsible and stupid. While smoking around those who are breathing the same air is no different. Not only can secondhand smoke cause health problems for both children and adults, but third-hand smoke is also dangerous. That's the residual nicotine that stays on clothing and then passes on to somebody else. You would think it's common sense not to smoke in front of a grocery store, hospital, or any other public place, especially a place where young children are present, literally breathing in the poison that is being blown out. But apparently some people have not gotten the memo.
576-7798. How much of a problem is it in your eye when people smoke around your kids or when they smoke around any kids? Like, does it bother you to see, like this woman, a mother or a father with a cigarette in their hand and their kid's hand as they're walking, you know, on the other hand, as they're walking to school, to a park, down Main Street, whatever?
Again, she's not saying don't smoke.
Right.
She's saying don't smoke in front of children. You know, and she says in here, we're trying to raise educated kids who know the dangers of smoking while protecting their little bodies from its harmful effects as well. So, yes, go ahead and smoke, but if you're going to blow your smoke near us, don't be alarmed if a parent tells you to move.
576-7798. And you can also text in 22980. I'd also love to know if anyone has ever actually gone up to a parent or an adult smoking with a child. Because I will never, ever tell you how to parent when it comes to something like this. I think what you're doing is wrong, but you have been given the opportunity to parent. And unless you are abusing, and someone's going to say this is abuse, but unless you are abusing that child and putting them in harm's immediate danger,
some would say this is danger.
My dad smoked when I was a kid all the time. In the car.
Oh, yeah.
You know, anywhere. I don't think I was ever on a flight where you could smoke. I don't know if that was outlawed by the time I was of age to fly, but I don't know. I don't smoke. I quit 4 years ago. My wife doesn't smoke. I don't want you smoking around my kid.
I'm an adult, and I don't want you smoking around me. Now, as an adult, the difference is, yes, I have the choice of being able to move away from it, but your kids, if they are in your presence, like walking your kid to school, as is her example, do not have that choice. But I'm an adult of a mom and stepdad who smoke like chimneys, quite frankly. And even they will be aware that when I'm in the house, it's not easy to quit, but even they're aware of the effect of the secondhand smoke and will at least go into another room or something, which doesn't do anything. But I'm an adult and I don't like it. So, yeah, don't do it around your kids.
576-7798. Josh, you're first up on 98.1 KMBZ.
Yeah, the whole thing with the secondhand smoke, that's only in an enclosed compartment. If they're walking down the street, it's not going to affect them.
I mean, if you breathe it in, it's going to affect you. Can you not breathe it in on the street?
What is the kid sitting on his shoulders? Got his head.
I think the smoke can blow in the kid's direction and the kid can breathe in that smoke. Yeah.
Yeah. If you put your car in a garage and start it, you can die of carbon monoxide poisoning. But you're not inhaling significant amounts of carbon monoxide because a car drives by you when you're walking down the street. I'm not a smoker, but I think we're getting to the point in this society where we're treating them like they're lepers.
But
it's getting a little ridiculous.
But they're children. Why expose them to it at all?
Again, if you're walking down the street, the chances of them inhaling any at all, they're going to be more exposed to any kind of carcinogens and smoke if they're within 50 feet of a barbecue grill that's burning something.
But I think the point is the kid doesn't have the choice in that scenario. And can you not wait 5 minutes to have your cigarette when your kid's not there?
Josh, thanks for the phone call. If I'm walking with a smoke in my hand and you're walking next to me,
I'm going to back off because I'm smelling that smoke.
But what I understand. But if you and I are walking down the street, let's say we're going to a movie, all right? And I park the car between the car and the front door of the movie theater. I'm going to light up a cigarette and you're going to walk right next to me because we got to get to the movie when it starts. Guess what? You're still going to smell that. You're still going to breathe in. And as a guy who did smoke for 15 years, I understand the idea of trying to direct your cigarette smoke in a way that doesn't affect the other person. Guess what? It doesn't work. It really doesn't. You might think you're doing it by going on the left side of your mouth. It's coming back. My father is notorious for, I'll just stand outside by the sliding glass door. Guess what? That smoke comes back inside. Walking anywhere. It's wrong to say, it doesn't affect you because you're outside. If a kid's walking right next to you, he's going to get affected. She's going to get affected by that cigarette. Is it as bad as sitting in a car that's got the windows up and smoking? No. Thanks, Josh. Appreciate your call, man. 576-7798. How do you feel about people smoking around your kids? Or if you see somebody smoking around someone else's kid, does it bother you? 576-7798 or text 22980.
ScaryMommy.com is a mommy blog. Katie Bingham-Smith wrote a piece that started off with, there's a father I see every morning walking his 8-year-old son to school. Every day he's holding his son's hand a block or so away from the elementary school and smoking at the same time every single day. And it's all I can do to not stop the car and ask if he can just wait until he's dropped his son off and all drop-off kid traffic is gone before he enjoys his cigarette. His child doesn't have a choice. He has to be walked to school with an adult. And every kid that passes the father in a car or bus watching him act all nonchalant, walking down the road smoking a cigarette and blowing the smoke like it's not affecting those around him. She says, doesn't make you a bad person. You can smoke, but don't do it around your kids, and don't do it around my kids either.
576-7798. How do you feel about that? Donald, you're next up on 98.1 KMBZ.
Hey, how you guys doing?
All right.
Okay, I got a question. This guy's in a car, right?
Walking his kid down the street.
So what's the difference when his car's going down the street without his carbon monoxide coming out the tailpipe? That's more chemicals that's going to that child than him smoking that cigarette. So we need to ban these cars. We got all these chemicals coming up out of there.
You feel we need to ban cars because of carbon monoxide coming out of the tailpipe?
It's blowing out more carbon monoxide than that cigarette.
Okay. All right. Donald says ban cars. All right. 576-7798. Barry, you're next up on KMBZ. What's up, Barry?
Yeah, my wife actually went up to people, told them to stop smoking. My baby has a trach, so she has direct access to her lungs. So he's like, no, can you smoke, not smoke and go away?
How'd that go?
They get upset, but they usually comply. My wife can be somewhat intimidating.
I'm going to call it protective, not intimidating.
She goes, Mama Bear.
Yeah.
Hey, Barry?
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
A lot of you in the text line are texting in about asthma, and that if you are, as somebody said, a lot of smokers don't realize that people with asthma, if they get too close to smoke, no matter what, can cause them to have a reaction. Somebody said, me inhaling any smoke can trigger an asthma attack. Doesn't matter inside, outside, whatever. Here's another text. I've been driving my car with the window down, someone behind in their car smoking, and I could smell it. And it's horrible.
Somebody on the Facebook page said, I think her name is Amanda, said that she gets uncomfortable and it affects her breathing if she's in the drive-through line behind somebody.
Yeah.
And you see the smoke come back and it affects people that way.
And that's 10 feet. You know, 10, 15 feet between car windows.
576-7798. That opens up a line for you. Let's go to Kevin next up on KMBZ. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, I've been listening. And I sympathize with everybody that doesn't like or, you know, whatever. The smoke bothers them from this far away or whatever, and their health is whatever. We're all here together. You know, so you're going to have to put up with and you're going to have to give a little in some spot. And I tell people, because sometimes I do smoke outdoors with a cigar. And anybody who turns up a nose towards that, I said, if you want fresh air, go to a bar.
Huh?
Go to a bar.
Find it. There ain't no smoking in a bar, is there?
No.
Yes, there are in some. We have some communities around Kansas City where you can smoke inside, actually.
The word has to be some. But you see what's happened. You can get the point or not get the point. But that's all. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Kevin. Appreciate it.
Get the point or not get the point.
I remember when bars went smoke-free. And that was back when I smoked. You know, it was about 12 years ago, something like that. Bars actually went smoke-free. And I think that surprised people when it happened. Did it happen quick around here?
Well, but let's remember for a second. It is statewide in Kansas. It is statewide in Illinois. It is not statewide in Missouri. So there are some communities around Kansas City where you can still smoke in bars. Because it didn't go statewide, so individual communities passed their own bans. So, yeah, I mean, my parents until recently owned a bar and restaurant in Illinois. And so when it was passed, a lot of people said, you know, the market should demand that. If people don't want to be in places where you can smoke, then you will start to lose business. It made it easy, though, when you just banned it everywhere.
Right.
That way it just evened the playing field for everybody.
Yeah, I think... I would bet that banning cigarette smoke everywhere increased your business as opposed to those ones that still allow it, because there are more non-smokers than there are smokers. And right. if bar A has 12 people smoking in it, and I don't like cigarette smoke, and bar B has nobody smoking in it, guess which one I'm going to go to? And there are more people that don't like the smell or feeling of cigarette smoke being around them than do. Personally, I don't care. I've smoked for so long. My family smoke. My father smokes. To me, it doesn't bother me. But I know you.
Immediately.
You don't like it. You'll obviously go to that other bar.
It's funny because growing up with parents that smoked heavily made me, I've never picked up a cigarette. And I've talked occasionally about, I will smoke. I don't do cigars because they last too long, because they just burn my throat too fast. I will occasionally do a pipe with maybe six hits off of it, and then it burns my throat too much. So I, you know, I've done that, but I can't, if I go home for more than 3 days in my mother's house, I will come back with bronchitis. I just can't, my body can't handle it.
Let's talk to Robert next up. Hi, Robert. You're on KMBZ.
Hey, good morning.
What's up? Hey, what's going on, you?
Hey, I got two topics, actually. I'm glad that you guys brought it up, is the bar smoking. See, I live in Nebraska. It is a state ban. No smoking in any bar, you know, unless you have a private club, then you can, that is upon the owner's discretion, you can smoke in that building. My mom, she's smoked for 37 plus years now. It's still, like, I have asthma, and it bothers me. Now, I am a truck driver. Going down the interstate, going down a highway, you get a car that passes you, and it just instantly hits me, and it's like, oh, you know, it makes me sick. Now, I hate the smoking around kids. I think that, yes, do it on your own time. Do it away from your kids. Keep the kids from being sick. The bronchitis, I get that when my mom and I are being around each other and she smokes for a long period of time around me. And then I go home and it just, it makes me sick.
Yeah, I mean, you and Jamie both. Mm-hmm. You guys are in that same boat, Robert. And thank you for the phone call, man. Appreciate it.
Somebody said, why do you expect the smoker to move away from you? You can as easily avoid them. As the former smoker?
Look, smokers are not bad people. If you smoke, you're not a bad person. But what your habit is, it's not just a you habit. Your habit actually affects everyone around you. There's a reason why it's banned in bars. There's a reason why it's banned in planes. There's a reason why you probably can't smoke in your office. Because it's not just, unless you're going to have one of those odorless vapes.
Yeah.
You're not going to be able, you don't just light up a smoke and it's just your world. What you do affects everyone else. There's a reason why, even in the wintertime, I'm still amazed people smoke, but still they do. In the wintertime at our building, there's a section that is where all the smokers in the building go to, and they all huddle around with each other, and you know who smoke. But there's a reason why you're supposed to just leave, because you are hurting, harming, intruding on a dozen other people when you light that cigarette up. And that comes from a guy who used to smoke. And when I would smoke, I would leave the area of where everybody else was, or I would try to go into a part of whatever we were doing, park, concert, whatever, where there wasn't as much smoke going, or there wasn't as many people going on, so I could smoke.
Me not smoking doesn't hurt your health. You smoking does affect my health. That's why you're the one that has to move to an area where it doesn't. Why should I have to move? You're the one making the unhealthy choice, not me.
I like the part in the blog, too, and read it on our Facebook page if you want to see this.
It's pretty direct.
When you're enjoying a drink at the end of the day, do you slip a little in your kid's mouth? A lot of parents would like to say they should, but no, you probably don't.
Because it's unhealthy for your kid.
If you fancy indulging in weed gummies, would you pass them out to neighborhood children? No.
Of course not.
You would not.
Because that's unhealthy for your child.
I mean, I don't know how I'm going to react if Lee and I, in a couple of years, have our daughter and we're out at a concert. Or we're doing something on the plaza. Maybe we go to, we take our three-year-old down to the plaza light ceremony or whatever. And somebody lights up a smoke in the middle of that insane crowd. I don't know how I'm going to react. I really don't know how I'm going to react other than probably move. And Lee hates cigarette smoke. Probably moving away from it because one person wants to light up a smoke in the middle of a packed crowd. I do find that incredibly rude. Even though it doesn't bother me, I know it bothers everyone else.
And again, you don't want your kid to breathe it.
Mm-mm.
You know, man, protect those lungs for as long as you can.
Yeah, truly.
You know?
Truly.
Seriously.
Go to our Facebook page and read it. It's also up on our Twitter page, at KMBZ Radio.
Did you and I get a Facebook message from someone about this escalator story asking us not to do it?
Whoever Ryan is.
Yeah.
All right. Ryan, I'm going to call him out. Whoever Ryan Nelson is. All right.
I thought it was a scam. When I woke up to that this morning, I thought, did I get hacked?
Yeah, somebody named Ryan Nelson, if you know a Ryan Nelson, all right, sends a group, he's a friend of me and he's a friend of Jamie and a friend of Kara on Facebook, all right, and he sends a group Facebook message, and it does start out like a scam. You're like, who is this person who wants my Nigerian dollars or whatever, writes, do not read any stories out of New York about escalators, which I immediately thought, you son of a bee. I know what you're doing.
I didn't know about it until he said that. And then I had to look. So we're going to do that one next.
Great. This story's not a typical escalator story.
Well, let me tell you, they're all becoming typical, right? Because we're doing them so often. If we're doing one, it's not good.
We will give you a keyword to cash coming up as well. And next hour, we have got to get to the coolest story of the weekend in Kansas City. It was awesome what happened downtown on Friday night. We'll tell you about that next hour. But we'll get to another escalator story.
There's so many. So many.
We'll do that next. Couple of minutes. Again, if anyone knows Ryan Nelson, who is now, we're now communicating via Facebook.
We're all chatting, yeah.
Sends a group message, whoever this Ryan Nelson is. And Ryan, if we've met, my apologies to me and to Kara and to Jamie.
What time did this happen?
9 o'clock last night.
Okay.
9:02 p.m. on Sunday.
I was sleeping.
He writes, do not read any stories out of New York about escalators. This is all. That is all. And if you don't know, Jamie has an irrational fear.
I'm going to call it no longer an irrational fear because of the number of stories that we do that involve somebody dying on an escalator.
This one, okay.
Call it a real fear now.
Now, normally when we do these stories of people getting injured or having their leg chomped up or whatever, yeah. It's because they aren't paying attention and something gets sucked up, right? Isn't that usually what happens?
Well, my fear is that either shoelaces or some part of a shoe is going to get stuck as I'm attempting to step off and I will die.
This story out of the Bronx in New York, this happened at 4 a.m.
So what?
All right. And
what does that mean?
A man was choked to death by his own shirt on Sunday when he fell on an escalator at a subway station. And his shirt became caught in the moving staircase.
This is my nightmare.
48-year-old Carlos Alvarez of the Bronx was brought to Lincoln Hospital where he was pronounced dead. So he's near the escalator. He falls.
Yeah.
The escalator snatches up his shirt and chokes him to death.
Yep.
He had been drinking before he fell.
Does the story say that?
Yes, it does.
Does it? Not my version.
NBCNewYork.com version. Alvarez had been drinking before he fell at the Intervale subway station in the Bronx shortly before 4 a.m. That, according to police.
But you could have fallen even if you were sober, and you could have died the same way. Just because he was drunk doesn't mean that meant that he was. That's the only reason that he fell. I could have been.
It was a definite factor in the falling.
Could have been so. So what? Doesn't mean it's okay that he died and that his shirt got stuck in the escalator. Kids fall all the time on escalators. People fall all the time. There was a story last week out of, I can't remember exactly where it's out of. Google it. The guy on the wheelchair that was in a wheelchair on an escalator and he died.
I do not want to Google dead wheelchair escalator.
Google wheelchair death escalator.
Oh my God.
Promise. That one's on there.
Wheelchair.
So just because he was drunk doesn't mean that he couldn't have fallen if he was
sober.
What
is a woman in a wheelchair doing on an escalator?
Elevator wasn't available?
Get an elevator.
They can't take stairs, so they've either got to take the escalator or the elevator. It seems like the perfect place to have an escalator. What if there's no elevator nearby? That's exactly where they would go.
You go to another mall. You get a ride to a different Walmart.
If any of you have physical disabilities, feel free to text in at 22980.
Does anybody
let us know?
This
guy died. So
this guy died.
He fell and was dragged. I believe the escalator was going up at the time, and he fell, and his shirt got stuck, and he tried to loosen it. There was surveillance video of him attempting to free himself.
I don't know if I want to see the surveillance video.
And then it gets to the top, and he... has been choked to death. Witness told the New York Post that passersby had tried to help the man, saying, "When I got off the train, I saw the guy stuck on the escalator. A lot of people were surrounding him, and he was at the top. I saw blood near his head. His head was split open. All you see is this guy sprawled face down."
And I don't know what these people did when they say they tried to help. And I don't know.
I don't know. What do you do?
I've only been to New York once, and it was 20 years ago. So I don't really know all that much about New York and subways and whatnot. Oh. Is there not an emergency shutoff button at the end of every escalator?
I wouldn't imagine that's obvious because you would have people pulling that just to screw around all the time.
Probably.
So it's probably not out in plain sight. And so your first instinct, I would think, is to attempt to pull on the shirt, right?
Yeah.
If the shirt is choking him, your first goal is to cut the shirt off or try to tear the shirt off or whatever because he's being choked. So initially he was dragged up because it got caught when he was down lower when he fell, mm-hmm. and then it got stuck, and then he was dragged up. So initially, he's being dragged up the escalator by the shirt that got stuck, and then he gets to the top. Now, keep in mind, the escalator's continuing to attempt to move, mm-hmm. so he's continuing to be pushed to the back of the escalator while his shirt is stuck and he died.
Don't get drunk and go ride escalators at 4 a.m.
Just stay off escalators. Don't it doesn't matter the time of night. They're not more dangerous at 4 o'clock in the morning than they are at 2 in the afternoon.
But they are more dangerous after 7 drinks.
You've not been drunk before?
I have been.
Okay.
I know how to handle myself on an escalator.
You've never accidentally fallen somewhere?
Not on an escalator.
Okay.
I know. It's like we talk about gun safety.
Oh, you really want to compare this to gun safety?
Escalators are not a toy. All right.
You're right. All he did was ride the escalator, which, you know, you tell me is, you know, perfectly normal thing for everybody else to do. And all he did was fall, which I could have done any time of the day or night, which, again, is the fear. And then his shirt got stuck and he died. I think you need to be nicer to the dead guy.
Was he by himself?
We don't know.
I would hope he's by himself. If you're with me and I see you fall and you're getting strangled by an escalator, like, Travis, I hope you would at least help
me. Well, I'm just saying, because if no one could get him out of his shirt, there's emergency buttons on the top and the bottom of the escalator.
That's
so how come
I'm
no
thinking.
One did that if someone's around them? I don't know if anyone's there, but
I would think those are not going to be out in plain sight at the New York subway because people are going to screw around and just hit those all the time.
I need to
just
see
to be
this.
Jerks.
Well, they would have to be in plain sight if that happens because they're literally there's a button with a little glass box on top of them that you like lift up.
I've never seen this.
They're even at Royals games.
Oh, I've seen them at malls where they have them.
Okay, well, it wasn't obvious to people, and they probably thought it would be faster to try to free him while he was down. I think you guys are not having enough sympathy for the guy who is dead.
A drunk
guy died on an escalator, and you're not having enough sympathy. Just because he was drunk doesn't make it okay.
I don't think we should be blaming the escalator for everything.
Right, thank you.
No, escalators are death traps.
And the escalator is not the one to blame here.
Stay off of them. At least this, normally the stories that we do about this are in China. This was in New York.
Right.
So stay off of them.
Well,
Take the stairs. Now I'm going to be worried about where my shirt is positioned when I'm on an escalator now.
Oh,
I used to be worried about my shoes, that my shoes were going to get stuck. This didn't even occur to me until now.
How long of a shirt are you wearing?
It doesn't have to be long if you fall over drunk.
Right now I'm wearing one to the middle of my thigh today. So
I could be wearing a skin-tight tank top, but if I fall over hammered at 4 a.m., that thing could still get,
no,
I know, great image.
Don't.
You're welcome.
No compassion on the show whatsoever. No compassion out of the men on this
so
show
this person
at all.
Was drunk and they died on an escalator?
He had been drinking. He fell at the top of the escalator tower getting onto the subway or waiting to get on the subway.
This could have happened on the stairs as well.
No, his stairs could not have strangled him with his shirt, Dan.
He could have broke his neck, though.
The escalator nabbed the shirt and strangled him
just
as it pulled in.
Take stairs, stay off the escalator. Gonna die. Many ways for you to die on the escalator. I don't even know where to begin. So many ways for you to die.
Let's
how many
light
people
stairs.
Don't die on escalators?
Huh?
99.99%.
How many stories we do of people dying on escalators? By the way, thank you, Ryan Nelson, for this one.
Yeah. So one of our listeners
Thanks,
named
buddy.
Ryan Nelson put this in a group chat with Jamie, Kara, and me. And it was like, why, you son of a bee, would you do this?
Because this is our public service announcement for the day. Just stay off of them.
Or
take the stairs.
Handle them.
Take the stairs. You mean don't accidentally fall, which you could do while sober?
Don't get hammered.
You could do it while sober.
Don't get hammered.
I think that's our lesson for the day. Just don't wear shirts.
I already grossed Dan out by talking about a skin-tight tank top. I'll just walk around shirtless.
Just don't wear shirts on the escalator. Because that was the problem. Let's blame the shirt.
Let's blame the escalator. Blame the guy.
No, you could have fallen
blame
while
the
sober.
Guy.
It could have been 2 in the afternoon sober.
Do we blame the bartender?
Sure.
Yes. That conversation
Why
again.
Not?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.